This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Iranian news agency says Iran will announce partial withdrawal from the six-nation nuclear deal Wednesday. The announcement will come exactly 1 year after President Donald Trump said he was pulling the U.S. out of the agreement, calling it one of the worst deals ever put together. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will send letters to the remaining signatories, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, outlining exactly which parts of the deal he's abandoning. The 2015 agreement obligated Iran to reduce its uranium enrichment program in exchange for sanctions relief. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran when Trump tore up the deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Iraqi leaders Tuesday after flying to Baghdad because of what were called international security issues. Pompeo said he wanted to assure the Iraqi leaders the United States stands ready to protect Iraqi sovereignty and to reiterate the U.S. need for Iraq to protect Americans in the country.
I wanted to go to Baghdad to speak with the leadership there to assure them that we stood ready to continue to ensure that Iraq was a sovereign, independent nation and the United States would continue to help build out partners in the region.
The visit came after the United States announced it was speeding up the arrival of naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea and deploying a bomber task force in response to a potential Iranian threat. The Trump administration has been working to apply what it calls a maximum pressure campaign against Iran to try to get the country to change its behavior, including its sponsorship of terror groups and what the White House alleges is a ballistic missile program that threatens the United States. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced the lifting of sanctions on Venezuela's former intelligence service General Manuel Figueroa. However, he was not as warming when speaking of President Nicolas Maduro.
The struggle in Venezuela is a struggle between dictatorship and democracy. Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power, and Nicolas Maduro must go.
Speaking at the annual Washington Conference on the Americas, the vice president also pointed fingers at Cuba, Russia, and Iran for help keeping Maduro in power. Pence also said the Pentagon is dispatching a military hospital ship to the region in June for 5 months to offer medical care to Venezuelan refugees and others. China says its top trade negotiator will travel to the United States to conduct a new round of trade talks on Thursday, even as President Trump threatened higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods after he complained the process is taking too long. Trump Twitter comments earlier this week about the new tariffs sent Asian stocks and the U.S. futures tumbling on Monday and added uncertainty over the future of U.S.-China trade negotiations. Trump also said his policy of hiking taxes on Chinese goods is partially responsible for the U.S. great economic results. A shooting at a U.S. school outside Denver, Colorado, has left at least one person dead and several others injured. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The scene was the STEM school Highlands Ranch in suburban Denver. Authorities say at least eight were injured in a shooting and an 18-year-old male was fatally shot. Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock told reporters two suspects were taken into custody.
We believe that both of the suspects were and are students at the STEM school.
The STEM school Highlands Ranch is a public charter school with more than 1,850 students enrolled from kindergarten through the 12th grade. I'm Mike Gracia.
The New York Times is reporting that between 1985 and 1994, Donald Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion, allowing the future president to avoid paying federal taxes for eight of those 10 years. Trump portrays himself as a successful self-made entrepreneur and master dealmaker. The Times based its report on information provided by someone who has access to Trump's tax returns. The White House has yet to respond to the Times story. One of the president's lawyers told the newspaper that the tax information it used was false. House Democrats are trying to get their hands on Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018 as part of their investigation into the president's foreign business deals. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.